Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. The New South Wales budget will provide incentives for GPs to bulk bill, so people seeing a doctor do not have to pay. Bulk billing is where the doctor bills Medicare directly, and there is no charge for the patient. Treasurer Daniel Mookie says the government wants to make it easier for people to see a doctor when they need medical care.
What we are now doing is we're intervening to ensure that bulk billing rates stay where they are or get better. It's a first time any New South Wales government has stepped in to provide help so people can afford to continue to see a doctor.
The government has forecast a $3.6 billion budget deficit. Politicians will get a 3.5% pay rise from July 1. With Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's base salary set to surpass $600,000 per year. The Independent Remuneration Tribunal's decision will see the minimum wage for a federal politician rise to $233,650, with the opposition leader to receive a base wage of about $430,000. Liberal Senator Holly Hughes claims employers will be reluctant to hire women if menopause leave is made available. CEO of Menopause Friendly Australia, Grace Malloy, says menopause is driving thousands of women towards an early retirement, with statistics showing women are leaving work 7.4 years earlier than men. But Senator Hughes says whether intentional or not, women will face bias against them when employers consider the extra leave entitlements. Data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows early retirements equate to a loss of salary and super of more than $575,000 for women. A bank robber is suing the Western Australian government for wrongful imprisonment while trying to have his detention declared unlawful. Brendan James Abbott, who escaped from Fremantle Prison in 1989, is claiming that sentencing laws introduced in 1996 do not apply to him, and says his Western Australian sentence lapsed while he was in custody in Queensland. He is currently serving a 14-year sentence at a maximum security prison for bank robbery, a prison riot, and escaping from Fremantle Prison. WA authorities insist that Abbott remains an escape risk, meaning he remains subject to a high security escort classification. In sport, Melissa Wu says she is delighted to be the first Australian diver to compete at five Olympics. The 32-year-old has been named as one of the nine athletes selected for the Australian diving squad for the Paris Olympic Games. Posting on social media, she says she is looking forward to competing.
I think as a young athlete, I never imagined I'd go to five Olympic Games. But I think, you know, as each one comes around, you know, being an Olympian is an amazing feeling, and representing Australia is, you know, the best thing I've ever experienced in my life. So every time it comes around, you know, I want to go, I want to experience again.
I'm Greg Dyett, and that's SBS News in Easy English.